How's your off season been going? Have you been here and working out?
Actually, I was back home in Tennessee, working out there. Really just hanging out with family. Don't get to see them too much during the year, so I was at home hanging with them. Working out with some younger guys, and then trying to do a little bit more extra seeing my other side of the family.
How important is it to kind of unplug, over the course of the off season? You want to get away, but you don't want to get too far away from.
Yeah, definitely big time. That was actually my off season because the small break that we do get here, I might be somewhere in Arizona training or whatever. So I wanted to take the time that I did have off to spend with people that I don't get to see during the year or not able to come up and catch a game or something. So I feel like it's definitely that's probably the best time to actually unwind without going too far. I enjoyed it and I definitely feel like I got that out of my system. I got to see my family and everything. So now it's back to the grind.
You had some personnel changes at linebacker to this point in the offseason. You guys have lost Dane. You guys have lost Brandon. Talk a little bit about losing those guys and who else maybe has to step up with those guys not being there anymore.
Spice was a big heart of the defense. Played with a lot of emotion. Dane was a great special teams guy as well as a guy to come in and play as well as he did. I feel like he did a great job. But we're building right now, and we're all kind of getting back to what we were doing. Watching a little film here. Talking about things. But it'll be interesting how things fold out. We've all as a unit, we've been watching a lot of film together. Learning basic stuff right now, so we're not coming in OTAs and too much on our plate. So we're teaching some of the younger guys and getting in with that.
With Spikes gone and Mayo coming back, do you expect your role to change a lot coming into this next season?
I'm not sure. Whatever they ask me to do, that's what I'm gonna do. I don't really have a problem with whatever they ask me to do. But like you said, Mayo's back, and we're all glad to have him back. Definitely one of the cornerstones. Him and Vince being back, and it's gonna be fun. I feel like it's gonna be a lot of fun this year. How things play out.
It seems like you kind of took a turn at the second half of the season. Really kind of turned your game up a little bit. Was there one specific thing that happened, or was it just kind of everything coming together a little bit?
I think I just finally got comfortable. I wasn't asked to do that my first year to do that, and then to lose a lot of leadership on that team. I haven't been asked to do anything like that since college. So at first it was a little shaky and a little nervous, but all the guys were still behind me and they taught me through it, and eventually I started playing better, and then I feel like we all started playing better.
Taking on more of that leadership role last year, and now with Mayo coming back, is that something that you can still carry over, even with that kind of head of the linebacker core coming back?
Definitely, and I definitely feel like it's going to be easier this time. I kind of got thrown in the fire there, with the injuries and stuff, and I'm a lot more comfortable with it now. From this point on, through workouts and, film or whatever, just talking to some of the younger guys, I can definitely feel like I'm starting to be able to be looked at as, maybe the next leader, besides Vince and Devin and Mayo and all those older guys. So I definitely feel like it'll be a little bit easier this time.
You mentioned Arizona. Were you training there a little bit prior to coming here?
I wasn't. A couple of my friends were out there, and that's where I trained before the combine. So Nick Winkie and those guys out there, I feel like they did a really good job, so that might be one of the places that I do go and train, so I won't have to worry about that on my own.
Would that be like after the mandatory mini camp, like from June to the start of the training camp, or are you thinking about heading out there like within the next week or so?
No, definitely whenever we get that small break that we get, probably do 4th of July with the family, and then, later on after that, go out there for maybe a week or two just to make sure I stay on top of my game, learn something new, make sure that I'm in the right condition, the right frame of mind whenever I do come back, instead of, going home and doing my own thing and maybe not being as in peak performance as I should be.
So bear with me on this. At Alabama, I know it was a while ago, I think you were an end rusher in the nickel, maybe? Did you rush in the nickel at Alabama?
Yes, so.
I just wanted to ask you, is that something we could see here? Obviously, probably a better question for coaching staff, but, do you feel like that's something you could still do, I guess, if you were asked to do
it? Most definitely. And, third down, honestly, I just put out there, I would much rather rush or blitz than the cover, zone, man, or whatever. You know, third down is kind of a fun down, whether you're covering or whatever you're doing, because you know, you can do different kind of things and come at a quarterback all kind of different ways. So, you know, as long as I'm able to be on the field on third down, whatever they ask me to do, I'm more than willing to do it.
And we've watched a lot of you the last couple of years. It's safe for me to say we haven't seen a lot of that over the first 2 years of your Patriots, more off the line. So.
True.
Okay.
Yep.
You ever ask to do more of that?
What's that?
You ever ask to do more of that? You do some pleading in practice.
That might be the case this year. Yeah. But I mean, we have a lot of talented guys out there, and I mean, that's up to the coaching staff, the way they want to move people around, or you know, the scheme that they might have, or whatever. So, again, if that's what they want me to do, or if they ask me if I want to do that, of course. But it'll definitely be a Bill Belichick thing.
Even though you mentioned the losses that you guys had at linebacker Brandon and Dane, still have three starting caliber linebackers. I mean, you must feel like that's still a pretty deep area of the depth chart.
Oh, I do, and I definitely with those guys, me, myself, and then Mayo, longtime vet, and then Jamie Collins coming up and playing the way he did last year, he definitely stepped up. And, again, I feel like that's another thing that's going to be real fun this year, having that linebacking core right there. I mean, I'm pretty sure, I mean, we have guys in that room who can also step up and play, you know, much like Dane did. But I feel like it's going to be real fun with those three.
Have you been working out with Gerard, and if so, how does he look?
Working out now with him, I mean, he looks great. You know, he's a hard worker. He's always been a hard worker. Always going to do what's best for the team and what's best for himself. So, I'm not sure how long he's been up there or what he's been doing, but he looks great.
You mentioned the energy that Brandon brought to the defense. With him gone now, is that something that, you know, a role you'd be comfortable stepping in and, you know, being a little bit more louder out there?
It might not be me. It might be somebody that nobody would ever expect, but I definitely feel like from the point we're at now, from, you know, everybody working out and the way that we're all working out and we're having fun, I definitely feel like that's not going to be a problem. I definitely feel like all 11 people out there in that field is just going to have that special something with them. So I definitely feel like this year it's going to be a lot of fun this year.
I know you and Jamie are kind of close. Have you already seen him take strides in this, like, past week that you've been here?
I mean, Jamie's always been a hard worker. He was a hard worker last year, and he's definitely being a hard worker now. But, I mean, just the way that he carries himself, and, I mean, everybody, you know, Chris White, Steve Beharnes, Jagera Day, everybody in there, you know, not just saying it's all linebackers, but, I mean, the way that we work and we push each other, you can definitely tell that this linebacker core that we have this year is starting to come a lot closer.
Through last season and maybe even now, what have you seen from Jamie as a pass rusher out in the practice field?
I mean, the same thing everybody else has seen, you know, what he did at college. He hasn't missed a step. I mean, he has a quick first step, quick hands. He's strong, explosive. I mean, he's just a great all-around athlete.
Come from a big-time college program and now to a big-time NFL program. Can you imagine being on a losing program? What it must be like for other NFL players?
I mean, I was blessed and I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to play at Alabama and have the success that we did. But, nobody likes to lose. So from coming from Alabama and then coming to the Patriots, I feel like that was probably the best way for me to come, because the Patriots have a very prestigious organization. And I mean, I'm glad to be here, so I don't think I have to too much worry about that losing.
With the draft coming up, have any players from Alabama, you know, seeked you out for advice about what to expect or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to Mosley, I've talked to Norwood, I talked to Hubbard, talked to Haha. I spoke to Vinny a couple while back while he was rehabbing. But I mean, all those guys they're very deserving, and it feels good to I feel like an old guy saying this, but to see those guys grow as the way they did, and you know, just to watch them grow up and be the players they did, I felt real good that AJ was able to grow up the way he did. And, you know, Kenny, Norwood, you know, all those guys to be able to grow up and have the success that they did, you know, after I left.
What are some things that they've asked you, and what advice have you given them?
You know, just how the process goes about traveling to see different teams, you know, maybe about, you know, what goes on there, you know, meeting with the GM, you know, the head coach, or you know, all of that stuff. But I feel like after talking to them now, it was a breeze, and you know, they're nervous and excited at the same time, you know, much like everybody else is coming up to the draft. So it's gonna be real interesting to see where those guys fall.
You know Mosley pretty well, don't you?
Yeah.
What was your relationship like back at Alabama?
That relationship is a lot like the Patriots here. You know, the linebacker core has always kind of been real close. So, you know, playing with him, DePriest, Nico Johnson, Upshaw, you know, we were all, you know, even though we was inside, outside, we always hung out. So, you know, it's more like a brotherhood, and I feel like that's a lot how it is here.
Another question about you being old. This is now your third year. I mean, being a rookie is what it is. It's crazy. And then the second year, you're still kind of maybe getting your feet under you a little bit. Now that you're in your third year, do you feel like you're in maybe you're finally settling into a rhythm or a groove or something?
Yeah. You know, that first year, you don't really know what to expect. In that second year, you know, it's a little fuzzy because your first year, you know, you're always ripping and running. You try to be here early and stay late and, you know, trying to get all that stuff into your mind. But in the third year, I kind of feel like I know what to expect. You know, I know what Tuesday workouts are, Thursday workouts are, you know, how the week goes during the season, the preseason, playoffs, you know, all of that stuff. So I definitely feel like I'm a lot more comfortable now knowing what's going ahead.
Trying AJ, a lot of talk about him is relative to his intangibles and the success he's had in getting at the college level. Even though he was younger, of course, as your teammate, were they evident, those intangibles in that position?
Definitely. You know, his first day coming in as a freshman being on scout team, I feel like everybody was kind of amazed how he threw that deep ball, and the fact that he's took that and he's ran with it, and definitely seeing that he's matured over these last couple of years and being able to lead that team that they had last year and the year before was really young. But you know, I'm real proud of AJ, and I'm glad that he's had the success he's did, and I'm looking forward to see where he lands as well in the draft.
Regarding one of your current teammates, you mentioned Steve Bohardis' name. Obviously, we didn't have a chance to see him play very much last year. But how would you describe him and what he brings to that unit?
Well, you guys don't really know, but he has a lot of personality. He's a funny guy, and he's definitely hardworking. I mean, he's always a lot like Mayo. You know, he likes to brainstorm. He likes to watch extra film. I mean, he always does a little bit extra to try to, you know, keep up or stay on top of things. He's always asking questions. I mean, he's a great guy, and you know, if he gets the opportunity to come out and play or do whatever he's going to do, he's going to take advantage of it.
You mentioned come early, stay late. If a player wasn't willing to come early and stay late, can he play for this franchise?
Was that if he wasn't?
If he isn't willing to come early and stay late, can he play here?
I don't know if that would be too much of a choice, because I mean, you always have you know, a Tom or a Mayo or a Devin or a Vince or somebody that's always going to be like, there's always something to do. I mean, if Tom and Vince and Mayo and Devin, if they want to stay late and watch extra film, then it's probably a better chance that you stay and you watch film and you pick their brain, or, you know, just become a shadow and just do what they did.